All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Guest Friday. Great to be back with you folks this week. We got our old friend in the pod, John Veneziano. John's here talking some revs, and John, Revolution season kicks off Saturday. How are you feeling?
It's crazy that another season is happening, 30th year of MLS, and the Revs have been a part of all 30 years. So ready to get going again for sure.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting. I kind of forgot that it was, 30 years, and here we go. The Revs, one of the founding clubs of the MLS, so it's definitely going to be an exciting year. And obviously, it's going to be a year of change. The Revs went through quite the roster overhaul this off season.
Yeah, I'd say overhaul is even an understatement. It's more like a complete like demolition job of the roster. I mean, look, like last year, I mean, you got to kind of be honest here. It was a lost year for the team. Very,
Absolutely.
very much a it was a tough one to watch as a fan. Second to last in the Eastern Conference, only the Chicago Fire were worse. And obviously the team had a lot of rebuilding to do, and here we are. Definitely have done some rebuilding in the off season.
It's funny. It's almost like, when they were doing, and obviously this was, 2 years ago or so, when they were doing the reconstruct, not reconstruction, but like the renovations to Gillette Stadium. It's almost like, Caleb Porter and Kurt Anolfo in the front office have done their version of that with this team this year. So it's kind of
For
like,
sure.
whoa, it's a facelift.
Yeah, it's a huge facelift. And, I think I was talking to you this before we started recording that, even I as an ex like an experienced Rev supporter had to look up exactly how many roster moves that they'd made this offseason. It was just impossible to keep track of. So, a lot of, exciting, news always exciting. It's exciting to going to be exciting to see how the guys gel and see how this team all works out. At the end of the day, it's really only up from here. It's hard to be worse than last year,
It's true, yeah.
and I think a lot of fans are going to view it as a nice fresh start.
Yeah, I think just the sheer excitement of like signing players, I think, is even just enough, I think, to get people, excited. You've kind of talked about it a little bit, but at this point, like, what's your level of excitement? Is this pretty excited in terms of like when you think about the last couple of years?
I mean, I'm excited to see like whenever you see a rebuild, right? You're always excited to see how things pan out. It's probably not going to pan out how you expected, but you're excited to see kind of the bumps and the team grow along the way. And I think you can definitely see this Revs team, kind of gelling a bit in the preseason. They've had a pretty good preseason, 4-1-1 in their games. Caleb Porter said that he's liked the way the group has gelled and they're starting to kind of understand each other more as players and as a collective unit. And, Caleb Porter's got a good resume in MLS. Last year, I'm not going to hold it against him. It was just a kind of rough all around. He knows how to win in this league. He's done it before with Portland and, he's a good coach. So, willing to give him another opportunity as well.
Yeah, I think it's great to see that, like, it seems like he's really gotten an opportunity to be able to build his roster. And I felt like, last year he comes in and still had to deal with a lot of the guys that were still around from, Bruce Arena's tenure here. And it just felt like this offseason, it's like, okay, he's had this opportunity to bring in guys that he wants to bring in. And I think to the team's benefit, he's brought in a lot of experienced, MLS guys that I think you see a couple of those guys starting, right away.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great point. Coming in with Bruce Arena's kind of his leftovers, had having to kind of whip something up with that is not an easy task. Two totally different philosophies. And it's ironic too, because Bruce Arena, now the coach of San Jose, taking a lot of the Revs guys off our hands and bringing them to San Jose. So, That's been interesting. And it's really interesting when you kind of look at the roster. You know, the Revs are typically like a homegrown, very much domestic-based team. There's a lot of foreign influence on this team, and
Yes,
that's kind
definitely.
of was a trademark of Caleb Porter in his days at Portland. And I'm kind of excited to see how all those guys kind of work together, and how they grow as a whole team. So, you know, I'm willing to see how it goes. I'm very excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, I am as well. And I think one of the things I was going to say is like, considering the sheer number of new guys that are here, it's probably reasonable to expect that there'll be some growing pains. A lot of guys that are on a team that a lot of guys are new to. There are very few returning guys. You look at Carlos Hill and even somebody like Langone, who is a returning guy, but didn't, play a whole lot last year, came
Right.
up being late in the season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of these guys are coming off of are just completely new guys. Some guys are only coming off 6 months with the team. You know, it's very difficult to come in the middle of the season and be asked to make a sizable impact. A lot of guys struggle with that. But you know, the Revs have spent money. They've spent a decent amount of cash, and they've made some smart moves in the window to acquire players. And I'm excited to see with a full off season under their belt to kind of work together. You know, how's that going to go? You know, I just like real quick, I was wondering if we could run through kind of like the projected starting 11 for the team.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be like a lot of changeover. Still got guys like Ivicic, Brandon Bies coming back who missed most of last season.
Yes.
He's kind of a firm figure in that 11. Totally new center back pairing. Mamadou Fofana, who they signed in the offseason, and Brian Ceballos, who they also signed in the offseason. That's going to be a very interesting kind of. It's going to be interesting how those guys gel together. I think a lot of the team's success is going to come down to that. Because defensively last year, they were. It was kind of like riding the struggle bus a little bit. And then you got a guy like Al Hassan Youssef who came in halfway through the season like Langone. He's going to get a full season to kind of show what he can do. Jackson Yuhl, who just came in from San Jose. And then you've got Carlos Hill. Obviously, he's a mainstay in the 11, the captain of the team. And then pretty much a two like totally new guys up top in Langone and Campana, who we got from Inter Miami. And then that other wing spot will be either Chankalai when he's healthy or another new signing that we got, Ignacio Skinago, who we got from France. So, yeah, like you said, it could be a work in progress, but you know, some good names in there for sure.
I wanted to ask you specifically about the guys they brought in from other MLS clubs,
Yeah.
Yule and Campana and was it just them two?
Yeah, it was a bunch of different guys. Those are probably the two guys that are probably going to be in the starting 11, I would imagine.
I'll stick with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, Yuhl has a lot of experience with San Jose. He spent his whole career there. One of their main figures. He has 18, I think, appearances with the United States. So you're getting someone who has a bit of international experience. Granted, as a US supporter, was never really thrilled with his performances with the US, but that'll certainly bring some value to the Revs in a league like MLS. And then Campana, I think, was one of the most shrewd signings of the offseason. I mean, Inter Miami, there's just so many attacking players that have so much quality. You look at Messi, Suarez, you've got a bunch of other guys there competing for minutes, and Campana just wasn't going to get those minutes there. But this is a guy that's a starting caliber player in this league. He played before he went to Inter Miami, played with Wolves in the Premier League. He was someone who has been capped by Ecuador at the senior level. He's someone that I think can score at least 10 to 15 goals this season, and he scored already three in the preseason. So he's very, very exciting. I would say he's been probably their best player this preseason.
That's good to hear. That somebody new, has gelled as quickly and been able to score some goals.
Yeah, for sure. And we also don't need to see Vrioni anymore. That I think that's another positive of him being here. So, and then, guys like outside of the starting 11, they've signed from other MLS clubs. They've signed guys with a bunch of like that have a lot of experience. Alex Bono, they signed from DC United, backup goalkeeper. Tanner Beeson, who they acquired from San Jose. Wyatt Omsberg, they acquired from Chicago. And these are guys that are not like big name kind of players, but they're guys that have experience in the league. And I think that can help guide the Revs kind of towards a little bit more stability.
So it's funny you mention guys with experience. Completely forgot to mention Maximiliano Urruti, who's a
Yeah.
guy that's very experienced. Now I looked into his, career earlier today, and he's a guy that pretty sure played for Caleb Porter in Portland,
Yes,
and
he
a guy
sure
that
did.
played for, multiple teams in the MLS and has had good success elsewhere. Not to say that he's gonna be a guy that's gonna start, but it's like, okay, there's a guy that has experience scoring goals.
For sure. And somebody Caleb Porter's familiar with too. It goes a long way when your coach knows a player and the player knows the coach. That relationship is really important. But yeah, Rudy, he's been in MLS for a while now. I can't remember exactly how many years, but it's been quite some time. Kind of a career journeyman in the league, but he's a very reliable journeyman in the league. He did also score in their last preseason game too. So that's he still has quality in him. He's somebody that they can bring off the bench if they need a goal at the end of the game, and he can maybe get it done. Probably not somebody that has the legs for 90 minutes, but that's what you have Campana for. The Revs have enough attacking flexibility where you don't have to play somebody like that for 90 minutes.
One of the
But
things that I think for me, sorry to cut you off,
no,
but
you're good.
one of the important things for me, I think, is to see other guys that you can, have faith in to have production other than Carlos Heel, that you can
For
kind of
sure.
surround him with attacking talent so that it's not like you have to rely on him to be the guy that does everything. He does anyway, but it's like you have experienced goal scorers on this roster that, he doesn't have to be the sole source of offense.
Right. And there are times last year where Carlos Heel was the sole source of offense because nobody else had the quality to, get it done. And you also got to remember too that Carlos Heel's only getting older. He's 32 now, going to be 33. How many more miles does he have left in those legs to carry this attack? So you're going to have to rely on those other guys. And, guys like Langoni, Campana, Chankalai, even Yusuf, who scored twice in preseason. And, it'll be interesting to see if other guys can step up.
I was curious about your thoughts about the guys they brought in, not non-MLS guys. I know what we
Sure.
pretty much touched on them all, but curious if there's anything more you could give about those particular guys in terms of like what to expect.
Yeah, so I'll start with Fofana, who we brought in from Amiens in Ligue 2 in France. Experienced player, 27 years old. I think he's an international from Mali. He's definitely going to be one of the starters at center back. They brought him in to, they've gotten the guys like Kesslers at St. Louis now. They sent Arriaga back to Ecuador. They sent Tim Parker to the Red Bulls. It's pretty much clean house at center back. It's his spot to lose. And the other center back that we brought in, Brian Ceballos, who signed him from Fortaleza, I think, in Brazil. Only 23 years old, Colombian. Those two, Caleb Porter is saying, are having a very good understanding of each other now. And I think that they're only going to get better as the season goes along. Preseason, obviously, is one thing. Regular season is a totally different story. But I think there's a good base there. There certainly shouldn't be, I think, as many defensive errors as there were last year. These guys have experience playing in bigger leagues, Brazilian leagues, better league than MLS. Fofana has played in Ligue 1, which is one of the top five leagues in the world. So you're bringing in guys that have that pedigree, which is great. In terms of other guys that they brought in, they signed Eli Feingold from Maccabi Haifa in Israel. young player. He's probably the replacement, long-term replacement to Brandon Bye. But I could see him getting some minutes this year, and maybe, Bye wasn't healthy last year. Who knows if his body's going to fail him again this year? You want somebody back there who can kind of shoulder that load. Interesting one is Alan Oyarwoth. I think that's how you pronounce it. 18-year-old kid from Uganda who they signed. Didn't know much about him coming in, but he's played a decent amount of minutes in the preseason, and I think he's probably going to see some minutes in MLS. I couldn't tell you a thing about him, honestly. We're not sitting around watching too much Ugandan Premier League.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much a wild card for me. Ignatius Ganago, they signed on loan from Nantes in France. He's somebody that probably should start with Chankalai a little banged up right now. And we'll see how he does on the wing. Obviously, Arruti coming in and then signing Luis Diaz, who we signed from Saprissa in Costa Rica. He has experience with the Columbus Crew already in MLS, so he has experience in the league. Could be a decent signing there. But yeah, all those arrivals, hard to keep track of everybody.
Yes, absolutely.
And also, the Revs shelling out 18 departures from the team last year, which is even crazier.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. Looking more at the goaltending position, Ivanovic obviously is back. Thought he was pretty good last year. I mean, I think, as you said, had their fair share of issues defensively, but he's back. Alex Bono they brought in. Do you feel like this position now, or still has some stability?
I would say so. I mean, Ivicic bailed the Revs out a number of times last year. I thought he was pretty good. Certainly better than Raves, who we signed, and he was kind of a bust. Sent him back to Poland. Ivicic is it's his spot, former MLS goalkeeper of the year candidate. So he has that quality. Obviously, bringing in Alex Bono, who has experience with DC United and Toronto FC. Back in the day, he was in the conversation to get into the US national team. He's not there anymore, obviously. But solid signing for a backup. And then drafting Donovan Parisian from San Diego. He's played a little bit in preseason. He'll probably slide in and take Earl Edwards' spot, who's with San Jose now. But I think there's certainly a good base there. We'll see how it shakes out. I think they're maybe in a little bit better shape than they were last year at the position. But we'll see. I think a lot of it's going to come down to the defending.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how Ivicic does, because as you said, there were times last year where he played really, really well. I thought that there were some games where it's like he was really the only guy that was between them and losing, and kind of was the reason that they were able to grab points out of certain games.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's spot on.
Looking at this team and all the moves that they've made, do you think that they've gotten significantly better, would you say, or still kind of too early to tell?
It's hard to say because there's been so many moves within MLS in the off season. You've had the expansion draft happen with San Diego FC. We obviously lost Boateng through that. Houston Dynamo acquiring Jack McGlynn, Nicholas Ladero they acquired earlier today. You've got a lot of teams making big moves. It's really hard to predict the start of an MLS season. I remember last year saying, I think on the podcast, that I thought the Revs were like a borderline playoff team. And, that obviously was not correct.
Sure, but yeah.
But the parity in MLS makes it so hard to predict at the beginning of the season. No other league in the world, soccer-wise, has as much parity as MLS does with their salary cap and with their roster construction rules. So I would say the Revs are in a slightly better position. I don't know if I'm willing to call them a playoff team yet. I'll have to wait and see if that happens. I'm going to be a little bit more conservative on my prediction this year. We will see. Teams are so, up and down year to year. So, I don't know. We'll see.
compared to like other teams in the East that maybe improved or made moves, like where would you like if you were compared to them, compare them to say Nashville, for example,
Right.
where
Yeah, I would say like the Revs in Nashville are kind of on a similar level. That first matchup of the season is going to be very interesting, I think. You've had a lot of teams in the East that have spent big money. Atlanta has spent a ton of money in the offseason. The Red Bulls made MLS Cup last year as the winner out of the East. They're always going to be tough. Columbus, high quality team. FC Cincinnati, high quality team. I don't know if the Revs have those big signings that they do, but certainly if they build a solid base and a good team and focus on the fundamentals that were lacking last year, I don't see why they couldn't compete. Because there were some games where the Revs just didn't even compete last year. The two of the games against Inter Miami were blowouts. I remember I was there for the Messi game. That was really cool, but it was clear that they were, second class in terms of quality. But I think as long as they have a good plan and they have a good base going into the season, they certainly could, maybe make a little bit of noise.
So yeah, Revs will kick off against Nashville this weekend. They're on the road. And then they'll have their first home game March 1st, which is just kind of insane to say out loud that they're going to be playing games outside at Gillette Stadium and probably what's going to be freezing cold. So
I know. Kicking the ball is going to be like kicking a brick.
hats off to anybody that's making the trip down there for the season opener. We've kind of touched on it in terms of what your expectations are, but yeah, if you had to give a prediction, do you think they get back in the playoffs this year?
I think if they do, it's going to be, they're going to sneak in. I'd say my tentative prediction right now is like 10th or 11th in the conference out of 15. I don't want to set the expectations too high, but I also want to be realistic here. The Revs have never been a big spending team. They've always been kind of a bargain bin, find a good deal kind of team. That's kind of how Kraft's MO is anyway with the Patriots right now. I think, like I said, if they build a cohesive unit and the guys do mesh well together, maybe they can do better than that. But until I see, like, actually see them play, it's going to be, I'm going to err on the conservative side.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense. I think as we've talked about with all the moving parts that they have, and probably reasonable to expect some growing pains with all the different guys. I mean, it's again, we're hitting the nail on the head, but it's like they're like beating a dead horse here, but it's like they really do have so many new like moving pieces. It's insane, as you said, with the 18 departures from last year's team, like
Yeah,
that's a
you
lot.
could build an entire team from the guys that they've just let go. So that's even crazier to think about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, John, always great to have you on. Always great to talk Revs. Looking forward to the upcoming season. Maybe we can make it out to a game this summer. Maybe we'll see.
For sure, for sure. Always good to come on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to share about the Revs before we let you go?
Let's see.
I mean, covered
I
that.
think
Look.
I will. I'm just gonna tell Caleb Porter right now, if he's not starting Peyton Miller this year at left back, he's a fool. And that's, I'm gonna leave it with that.
There you go. Okay. Like that. All right, John, great having you.